Yes, it's the Nelson Eddy Show with Robert Ambruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, that's me, our guest of the week, and starring Nelson Eddy.
San Francisco, open your golden gate, you let no stranger wait outside your door. San Francisco, here is your wandering one, saying I'll wander no more. All the places only make me love you.
Having paid our respects to San Francisco, Nelson Eddy and Company welcome you once again.
Sigmund Romberg wrote the music. It's called Close as Pages in a Book. And here is Nelson Eddy telling you just how close that is.
My joy in loving you is past understanding. It makes me much too eager, much too demanding. I'm a very selfish lover with a jealous heart. If you're across the room, I'd be alone. I've got to feel your cheek again, my own. We'll be close as pages in a book, my love.
Thank you.
sing a song that needs very little introduction. It's a song of solace and hope for a time of weariness and despair. Sir Arthur Sullivan's The Lost Chord.
Bright as a gypsy heart on a sunny day. Bright as a pair of gypsy eyes when the music is gay and the dancers swirl in joyful unison. From the corners under Lucia Sweet, Robert Ambruster, the orchestra, and Chepanaria.
Thank you. me.
Canadian lumberjacks start floating their log rafts downstream to the mills. And according to this song, there's plenty of fun and excitement along the way. A Canadian logging song.
Down the rivage we float the logs, they make it a grand float. On the log we leap and laugh and safe upon the rocks that's on the raft. Here's a rock, watch out, smoke flare, you may begin to think she's wrecked there. The sun is shining on the shore, we see big salmon jump some more. Down the rapids we hear them roar, now may flag it on the shore, hula. They make stampede like herd of cows and none to lead. With log and pole, we have to leap to coax them out from log jam deep. A log jam is so hard to coax with a crowd of tricky women folks. If we were friends, we get a view of Petite Ville and let's be at home. We wave and they smile, we know, all right. We see them again at the dance tonight. Hola, hola. To those black eyes, we promise to be true. We dance the whole night through. Down the rivage we float the logs, she make it a grand boat. On the logs we leap and laugh and safe upon the logs that's on the raft. Hula, hula, hula.
Pleasure to present an old friend and close associate, my accompanist for 15 years, pianist Theodore Paxson. I'm going to ask Ted to take his accustomed place at the piano and join me in one of the finest songs by an American composer.
Renewing a partnership familiar to concert goers everywhere, Nelson Eddy, Theodore Paxson, and John Alden Carpenter share a name. But in the windless night, I listen to the gurgling of the
chest on my cross with blame.
Back in the saddle.
Yeah, kind of like our concert tour, didn't it?
There were times during my trip overseas when I thought of them, too.
Well, a USO trip isn't like a concert tour.
That's why I thought of the concert tour.
Trip overseas was pretty rugged, huh, Tim?
It was in spots, Frank, but there isn't a moment of it I'd want to change.
Well, who were you with over there?
I traveled with Lily Pons, Andre Castellanets, and flutist Frank Versace.
A voice, a baton, a flute, and your instrument's the piano.
Don't worry, Bob. Ted didn't have to carry his piano.
Don't tell me Lily Pons carried it.
When I had trouble finding a piano, the Air Forces flew one in for the concert. That was in India and China. Incidentally, Nelson, I met a lot of your friends out in China.
Hmm?
One in particular was the major who made you a short snorter when you were overseas.
Well, it was a small world. When I saw the major, it was a Christmas day in the middle of the Atlantic on Ascension Island.
He said to check up on you and see if you're carrying your short snorter, Bill.
I certainly am. Are you carrying yours?
Yep. Here they are. All 27 feet of
them. Amazing. Well, here's mine.
Gee, they're wonderful, Nelson. All two of them.
Ted, you must have been overseas a long time to collect all those bills.
We were out for about 4 months, Frank. And we were among the first to entertain our troops in Germany.
You must have been close to the front lines.
One time I thought we were in them. We were giving concerts just a mile from the Rhine. There were gun emplacements all around us, and the big guns were firing continuously.
Must have been an unusual effect.
Very unusual, Nelson. If you can imagine Lily Pond singing, "Lo, hear the gentle lark," boom! But even under those conditions, the troops seemed to like the concert.
They show any special preferences in their requests for numbers?
They asked for everything, Nelson, with heavy demands for good music.
And I happen to know one of the numbers most requested, because it was a favorite with the men when I was overseas with Ted, too. We've asked him to repeat it for us this afternoon. Richard Adensel's Warsaw Concerto, Theodore Paxton.
Thank you.
and gentlemen, the United Nations.
Show with Robert Andrews and his orchestra, our guests of the week, and yours truly, Frank Graham. It's the Armed Forces Radio Service.